Begin with a very, very nuanced Rashi. You have to listen very carefully to this Rashi, okay? Yosef is now in prison. In the end of Parshas Vayeshev, Vahi Hashem is Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly assisting Yosef, supervising Yosef. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Yosef? He gives him extra food, smuggles in some cigarettes. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help Yosef in prison? Vayet Elav Chesed. Vayet Elav Chesed. Hashem performs a chesed. I'm just loosely translating this. Vayitain chino bein esar beis asoar. And the chesed is that everyone, including the warden, is in love with Yosef. Has a favorable attitude towards Yosef. Rashi writes, very interesting Rashi. Let me find the Rashi. Vayet elav chesed shaya mekubal l'chol roav. So Rashi extends the pasuk a little bit. This pasuk speaks about the warden looking kindly on Yosef. In Rashi, it wasn't just the warden, but everyone. His prison mates, the visitors, the cooks in the kitchen. So everyone was really very enchanted with Yosef. It looked favorable in Yosef. And again, you can imagine prison is not exactly a very, very kind and dignified environment. People tend to be rough. They tend to be villains and criminals. So the fact that Yosef received kind attitudes and people looked at him favorably was a big chesed. If that's the pshat in Rashi, then essentially the word chesed means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a kindness to Yosef, a favor, an act of generosity. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen dozens of chesed to perform. He could have sent them cigarettes, he could have sent them extra food, he could have sent them extra visitors. Hashem decided to send him this reality, that people would look at him kindly. So the word chesed is like the package. Hashem performs a chesed, as we would say. Let's say you ask me, okay, Rabbi Taragin, please go perform a chesed today. So I choose. Do I want to deliver food for Shabbos? Do I want to help out special needs? Do I want to clean the streets? Do I want to help out my family? I decide which chesed to perform. And I decide, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, the biggest chesed I can deliver to Yosef is that people in prison should find him in a favorable light and look at him kindly. So Vayet Elav Chesed means HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers a chesed. Let's call the word chesed a package. In this case, the package is a package of kindness. The content of that chesed could have been any one of many things. In this case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision was to deliver a chesed that people should look at Yosef a little bit more favorably. The problem is you have to look at the pasuk that Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes a pasuk which very, very subtly changes the meaning of the word chesed in general, in this context and in general. Rashi quotes a pasuk that Yosef was seen favorably by all of his peers in the same way that a kala is seen favorably at a wedding. What do we say about a kala when you dance at a wedding? The Gemara in Ksivos, kala naya b'chasuda. That just like Yosef was seen favorably in a kind way, similarly, when you say something nice about a kala, everyone at the wedding, most importantly her husband, will look at her favorably and kindly as if she's beautiful and attractive, because the more that people say, the more that there'll be an environment. So now chasid or chesed is turning from a noun into an adjective. It used to be a noun. I'm performing a chesed for you. I'm delivering a package to you. In the content, we can decide. Do I want to deliver food? Do I want to deliver, a cell phone? But you won't call yourself packaged. What does it mean to be called a chasuda? This kala is called a chasuda because people are looking at her favorably. Namely, Rashi is saying that a derivative of the word chesed, the word chesed api kabbalah means overflowing, uncontrolled. It's a certain state which is the opposite of gevura. I'm so full of desire to love and help that I can't control myself and have to perform a chesed. But at some level, the etymology of the word chesed becomes not just a favor and kindness, but to be looked at favorably. That's the core of the word chesed. I can be called a chasuda if people think I'm pretty, if people think I'm attractive. I'm called a chasuda. Yosef was called a chasud, not a chasuda, because he's male, because everyone looked at him kindly. So it's not as if Hashem delivered a chesed to Yosef. That chesed could have been any one of a million things, and Hashem decided from amongst his roster of chesed, I'll choose to deliver Yosef, that he should be seen kindly. Yosef becomes a chasud. Hashem delivers, he turns Yosef into a chasud because people look at him kindly, parallel to the kalan of a chasud of becoming kind. And if you look at the pasuk, it's very interesting, because we have the word chesed before in Bereishis. But here, the verb, this is the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs chesed in Bereishis. The word chesed is associated with Hashem in a verb, not just as a tefillah. And the word chesed is not vayas a love or vayas ito chesed, but vayet a love chesed. Hashem directs favorable impressions towards Yosef. Hashem creates that state of Yosef being the defined as a chasud, as a person who's characterized as people seeing favorably because of chesed. This is a major, major shift in how we view chesed. Chesed is not just doing a favor for someone. Chesed is creating in that person the sense that he is viewed favorably by other people. Who is viewing the recipient of chesed favorably? Well, certainly the person performing a chesed. If I perform a chesed to you, it's because I care about you. And in theory, if people see me performing a chesed to you, instead that person must be important. His suffering shouldn't go unattended. And other people will find you more important and think about you more. So chesed is not just defined as an act of kindness. Chesed is defined as creating a state where the person is viewed favorably. Namely, the core of chesed is not what you do, but how you do it. And the biggest chesed you can do for someone is creating connection and respect and self-esteem. When someone knows that people care about them and people view them favorably, even if they're suffering in quantitative or objective terms, they don't have enough money, they don't have enough health, but the real suffering is that I've fallen off the grid. People don't care about me. People aren't interested in me. People, my needs have already, I'm suffering, and people are interested in their lives, not my life. And the biggest chesed you can perform, and sometimes people perform chesed without the emotional component, the biggest chesed is to make that person feel chasud. It's a very, very subtle Rashi. Rashi says that Hashem created a chesed for Yosef that he was seen favorably. I would have thought Hashem created a chesed means a kind act, and he could have chosen a million kind acts, and Hashem chose this act. But by quoting the pasuk, you have to see which pesukim Rashi quotes. Kala nava chasuda. Why is a kala called chasuda? Because people think she's pretty. She's naya because so many people are saying she's pretty and celebrating her beauty and attractiveness and general charm. So she's a chasuda because you can become someone who's a chasud not because you receive the act of chesed, because you receive people's self-esteem and favorable attention, which of course the act of chesed parlays and mediates. So it's a very, very subtle Rashi, but a very important Rashi about the core of chesed. Another interesting Rashi, the core of hate. How do you overcome hate? Very often in life, people have a hard time overcoming. It's a very, very toxic and powerful emotion to overcome. And hate is on display in this scene when the brothers sell Yosef in the war. They almost kill him, but they sell him and they ransom him off. So the opening pasuk of this entire section describes the brothers being in Shechem. They all lived in Hebron. Why did they go to Shechem? Why did they travel or journey to Shechem? The brothers were traveling to Shechem to shepherd and to graze their herd. So the herd needed some extra land. As you know, animals, when they graze, they completely, what's the word I'm looking for? They erase all the foliage and all the vegetation. We've got to move to a new mountain. Evidently, it's far away. Shechem is pretty far from Hebron, but that was where they could find grazing lands for their pasture, for their pasture lands for the herds. There's one dot, or two dots, on the word S. Liros means to shepherd. S, Hatzon. The Aleph has a dot on top of it. The Taf has a dot on top of it. So Rashi says, whenever you have dots, the Torah is winking at you that this pasuk should be interpreted non-literally. Liros es echav, liros es tzon avihem. They weren't just traveling to graze their cattle. Rashi says, nakur al es shelohachu ela liros es atzmam. They went to graze on their own. They're self-interested. They were being not liros es atzon, but liros es atzmam. The cover story was they're going to find pasture land for the sheep, but they were really interested in themselves. Now there are two ways to interpret this Rashi. They didn't know that Yosef was coming. They didn't know that the end game or the conclusion of this story would be self-interest and self-indulgence, that they do something for themselves and possibly make a profit and serve their hatred. So this pasuk could just be HaKadosh Baruch Hu describing it from the perspective of the omniscient narrator. By the way, let me tell you what's going to happen in this section. They don't know what they're going. As far as they know, they're going to shepherd the sheep. They're going for, you know, shepherding purposes. But by the way, the story will unfold and will evolve that Yosef will come and they're going to sell him, and it will turn out that their hatred will be self-interest. And therefore, this is almost like an introduction. This is going to be a story not of shepherds grazing their sheep, but a story of shepherds serving their own interests and their own hatred of Yosef. Liros is sown, even though it looks to you, to the naked eye, as if they're going to shepherd their sheep. You should know the conclusion of the story is going to be they're going to shepherd their own needs. They're going to tend to their own needs of hatred. That's one way to read Rashi. The other way to read Rashi is, no, they went, and they, of course, they didn't know whether Yosef was coming. They didn't go for hateful purposes. But they went to eat, like the sheep. They were going to find some food to eat, to celebrate, to have a party, to do something of self-interested nature. And if you ask them, if you interviewed Reuven and Shimon, where are you going now? We're going for our sheep, but we're really going for something of personal interest, to make some money, to have some food, to find something. That's why they traveled so far, presumably. There may have been some vegetation closer to Hebron, but they were traveling for something else, or something they were interested in. They were going to eat. They were going for their own needs, whether it was food, whether it was some other need. They were acting in a selfish manner, even though they were presumably herding the sheep. And if that's true, then this becomes the lead-in to their hatred. That there's a connection between selfish behavior and hatred. That the reason that they were able to express such hatred, such vitriol, such a disgusting act towards their brother, because they couldn't overcome their hate, because of self-interest. And when you act selfish, it's harder to overcome hate. When you act selfless, it's easier to overcome hate. And they maybe, had they not gone on this journey for self-interest, had they done, let's say, for chesed, we're going to help out an old lady, we're going to bury someone, we're going to help out someone in need, then that position of selflessness would have made it easier for them to overcome their hatred when Yosef arrives on the scene. And the Torah is sending us a message about a very, very interesting relationship between two different forms of human vice or human flaws, selfishness and hatred. Why do you hate people? How do you overcome hate? Is there a certain sense of self-centeredness that you find yourself important and that person has presumably damaged you or hurt your interests and you can't overcome that? And if you just be a little bit more humble, that you'd be able to not feel such hatred, and humility is served by acting in selfless manners. So again, it's a very, very subtle Rashi. The first opening pasuk says they went for a selfish activity, and then it describes their hatred behavior, their behavior based on hatred. How do we read this Rashi? We read the Rashi that the Torah is saying, by the way, it looks to you like they're shepherding, but one thing will lead to another, and they're going to end up acting in a way that's self-interest, or they're actually were going for something of a self-interested nature, and because of that, it was difficult for them to overcome their hate when Yosef arrived, because if you act selfishly, it's going to lead to hate. If you act in a hateful manner, it's going to lead to selfishness. It's going to create a vicious cycle of selfishness and hatred, and the way to break that cycle is to act selflessly. Okay? Third Rashi. Yaakov says, Hineni. Who's the first person in Sefer Bereishis to say Hineni? Avram. So there's a tie-in between Avram and Yosef. Hashem tells Yosef to go. Now, there's one difference, though. Yosef doesn't leave in the morning. Avram leaves in the morning. Rashi interprets the word Hineni to be expressive of two traits. One is humility, like, whatever you want, Ab, I'll do. It's not about me. I'll be happy, Hineni. I'm at your service, as we would say. It also means Rizos, Hineni. I'm ready to go. Now, Rizos in Avram's case makes sense because it's early in the morning, and he gets up early in the morning, and he has to travel. And stuff. What is this Rizos in Yosef's case? So Rashi fills in the blank. Lashon anava is rizos. It's both humility and alacrity. Nizdari is lemitzvas aviv. He showed zrizos. Afal pi sheyodeh be'achav shesonim. So even though he knows that he's entering a den of hatred, he's entering an environment where people are going to hate him and possibly exploit him and possibly abuse him. Namely, his rizos was because there was every reason to procrastinate, because this mission was something he should dread, because he knows he's going to have a confrontational meeting with his brothers. He's not going to play backgammon. He's not going to have a meal with them. If he shows up and they're out of the father's supervision, this could go south very quickly. This could really deteriorate. Namely, there are two types of zrizos. There are many types of zrizos. One type of zrizos is our physical energy in doing something as quickly and early as possible. That's not on display in Yosef's case. One is not to procrastinate. Zrizos is also not to procrastinate, and very often the reason we procrastinate is because there are things we'd rather not do, because we dread them, because they're difficult and challenging, and we'd rather not do them, and therefore we delay. We don't procrastinate eating lunch because we enjoy eating lunch. We procrastinate making a hard phone call. We procrastinate paying a bill. We procrastinate having a hard conversation, doing something that's challenging. And zrizos is a mental zrizos to overcome that procrastination, so even though it's difficult, it's not going to get any easier by waiting. And if I really want to be successful, I have to leap in right now. It's a very, very important trait in life. People sometimes undervalue it. To be able to defeat procrastination, and it's a mental or an emotional zrizos. And that's what's on display in Yosef. He's not getting up early in the morning as Avram is and showing zrizos against his laziness and his sleep and his desire to sleep in that day. He's displaying zrizos because he's dreading this for good reasons, but his father asked him, and therefore he performs the act. Again, should Yaakov have asked Yosef, that's a different story. So three very, very different Rashis. One is, Hashem directs chesed to Yosef. The simple read would be, performed an act of kindness to Yosef. Hashem decided to make Yosef appealing to people in his world. It sounds as if the word chesed defines being appealing. When you perform a chesed for someone, the core of your chesed is creating self-esteem in that person in the sense that people care about them. And as demonstrated by the pasuk, that a kala could be a chasuda. She's called, she's defined by the adjective. If people find that she's pretty, that word chasuda defines people look at me favorably. Vayeti lev chesed, not that Hashem did a chesed for Yosef, Hashem directed favorable impressions towards Yosef. He directed chesed, favorable views. When you perform a chesed, you want to give people self-respect. Number two, they went for selfish reasons. Is this just an introduction? As this situation will turn out, you'll see this will be a selfish conclusion. Or is this stage one of the process? They were going for selfish reasons. Because of selfish reasons, to eat, to make money, for whatever purpose, it was harder for them to overcome their hatred rather than had they been performing selfless activities. And finally, Yosef says, Hineni, which is a sign of humility. Okay, that we know. But it's also Zrizus, because he dreads it. And Zrizus means to overcome mental procrastination with something you'd rather not perform. Shabbat Shalom.